Welcome to the Basketball Index Podcast. I'm your host, Taylor, and today we're talking, early first-round reactions. So most of the series have played, or all of them have played two games. So we're, almost halfway through the first round, and there has been a lot of things happening, a lot of news. So I'll just kind of run through the series and give you kind of 2 cents on everything, kind of catch up on what's been going on. So the Thunder are up 2-0 over the Pelicans. They smashed them tonight. They beat them by like 30 points. And, you know, if you look at the box score, it looked like a typical Thunder win where SGA has 30-plus points. Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren are big contributors. And then they get, you know, some here and there from everybody else. And it's just one of those things where the Thunder and the Pelicans, they're not really in the same tier of team. The Thunder, obviously, better. They're better, younger. They have the best player in the series. Like, there's a lot of ways you can go through it where I've talked about this. I've never been in love with the way this Pelicans team has been built, and Zion's out with an injury. So tough stuff. But Thunder up 2-0 in this series. This series most likely over and should be pretty smooth sailing for the Thunder. The next series is going to be interesting because the winner of this is going to play the Thunder most likely in the next round. And it's the Clippers-Mavericks. This one's tied at 1-1. I watched game two last night, and a little bit of a slugfest, right? A little bit of just like back and forth teams going at each other. Luka with some nice defensive possessions. Luka with a huge three at the end of the game. There was the Kawhi storyline of him coming back. You know, he missed the first game. And I think his knee inflammation is what he had. And there was times where he looked okay. And then there was times where, you know, he looked a little sluggish, so a little bit of a mixed bag. But I am still feeling pretty good about the Mavericks with the upset here. Clippers are the 4 seed, Mavericks are the 5 seed. This is probably the most interesting series so far. This one could go 7 games, could be exciting. So we'll see how this one plays out. This one has a ton of star power, too, where it's Kyrie, Luka, Paul George, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard. There's a lot of big names in this series. So, and part of it takes place in LA. So there's a lot going on here in this one. I'm hoping it goes 7 games because this could be really exciting. The next series, Timberwolves and Suns. This was another upset that I predicted that is not happening. But basically the idea was, yeah, I know the Suns not optimized, had never really gotten into a super great flow this season. There's the roster problems. Beal hasn't really been that third star they've been looking for basically the entire year. But I was concerned about the Timberwolves where Cat misses a bunch of time. He comes back right before the playoffs, doesn't really get gelled back into the team. And I was worried about them not having enough collective offensive firepower where it wasn't so much that I love the Suns, but you know, you have Booker, you have Durant. You have the two best players in the series. And then with the Timberwolves, you know, fantastic defense, but I was concerned about the offense. But last game, Ant doesn't even really have a good offensive game, but they get contributions from Mike Conley, Rudy Gobert, Jaden McDaniels has a great game. Nikhil Walker-Alexander, it contributes, and they're just getting it from so many different places. Today, Naz Reid wins Sixth Man of the Year. This is a really, really deep team. I know I haven't been super high on them this year, but what they're doing is really impressive in this series. So there's lots of times as an analyst where you're going to have your opinions. There's going to be teams you like more, teams you like less, players you like more, players you like less. But part of the job is taking in new information and just acknowledging what's going on. And it's hard because sometimes you want to stick to your guns because you're like, no, I really do think this, because sometimes things will swing one way, then will swing back the other. And depending on when you make the podcast or you write the article, you know, in 1 or 2 months, the storylines can really, really change. But the Timberwolves putting together a really impressive first round. Their defense looks fantastic. And again, their depth, they're getting contributions from, you know, 1 through 8 on the roster. And that's really impressive come playoff time. So they're playing together very well. And they're up 2-0 in the series. It looks like they're going to beat the Suns. The Suns look out of sorts, kind of funky. Obviously, I think Booker and Durant probably break out and have a huge game and just get a win because that's just so much scoring. But the Timberwolves look pretty in control of the series, and it looks like they're going to be, you know, a dangerous team moving forward. After that, we have the Nuggets and the Lakers. Nuggets up 2-0. Oh, this was a heartbreaker. This was a heartbreaker. Game two, D'Angelo Russell comes out. He goes 5 for 5 from three, you know, on fire. Anthony Davis can't miss, scores 20-something points in the first half. He only misses like one shot, getting everything he wants. The touch looks really, really good. Just collectively, the Lakers playing very well. They're up 20 at one point. And as the game starts to draw to a close late in the third, early in the fourth, Denver starts to make their run. The Lakers get out of sorts. They start turning the ball over. And in the fourth quarter, very, very interesting. LeBron hits two really tough threes. Then we get to the end of the game. And I can't remember who was guarding LeBron, but they fall down on the play. There's less than 30 seconds left. LeBron takes the three. He misses it. Jamal Murray comes down, hits the step back jumper over Anthony Davis, where if you're the Lakers, that's who you want. I mean, that's, I know it's a switch onto a big, but obviously it's Anthony Davis. So that's what you want as the Lakers. Anthony Davis defending the ball at the end of the game. Jamal Murray just hits a crazy shot. The net doesn't even move. There's a no doubter. And that just, man, I felt that in my heart. That was, I felt like I got stabbed. That's the end of the series. The Lakers are dead. It's over. I know it's only 2-0, but the Nuggets took the Lakers' soul in that game. They just took their soul. Ooh, that was a rough one. So Nuggets, again, up 2-0 over the Lakers. So it looks like the Nuggets probably will be advancing, and they could potentially play the Timberwolves or the Suns, the winner of that series. But again, the Timberwolves up 2-0. So that'll be an interesting series, more of a defensive-oriented team, the Timberwolves versus the Nuggets. But two of the most cohesive teams, it'll be a fun one to watch. Potentially in the next series. I don't know. The Phoenix series, who knows, could go the other way. But the Lakers are dead. They're dead as a, I think my friend used to say dead as a doorknob, which I'm like, I don't think that's a, that's not the right saying. That's not something people say. But potentially in the next round, it will be looking like the Thunder will top the Pelicans. So it'll be the Thunder versus either the Clippers or the Mavericks. So we'll see what happens there. And then let's move to the East. So the Celtics and Heat, they're tied 1-1. The Heat topped the Celtics, upset and surprised everybody tonight with a win. Caleb Martin, I think he went 5 of 6 from 3. Tyler Hero had a huge game. And no Jimmy Butler for the Heat. So this already would have been a huge uphill battle. If they get locked in a long 6 or 7 game series, this could be really fun, really exciting to watch. So it's, there's, I don't know, man. Like the Heat. The Heat over the last like four or five years, I don't even, I got a lot of analytics to look at, and I don't know. In years past, they have had a ton of depth. They've had a lot of players that are C plus players, where that doesn't normally get you super far in the playoffs, but if you have enough of them, you do run into the thing of like some of them get hot, and if you have five pretty solid players, there's a chance one or two of them gets hot versus another team that maybe only has like 2-3 solid players, especially when you're a lower seed. So there's something to be said there of just having a stable of guys that can get hot, but come on, there's no making sense. But Caleb Martin, though, you got to tip your cap to Caleb Martin, because for my money, he might, I don't know, Jalen Suggs is up there too, of just the guys that play the hardest in the league every single game, night in, night out. Hustle, grit, determination. There's a varying degree of skill for both of those guys in terms of shot making or, you know, offensive skills. But Caleb Martin is just as hard-nosed as they come. So seeing him succeed is always fun, because whenever it's the guy like trying the hardest succeeding, it's hard not to root for. But that series tied 1-1, Celtics Heat. I don't know. I hope that one goes long, because they've had some fun battles in the, you know, last few years. A series that has not been particularly interesting is the 2-0 Cavs over the Magic. It looks like, and Cavs might sweep them. They are both defensive-oriented teams, so like when you watch the games, it can get a little bit ugly. But some of that is both those rosters just have a lot of defensive talent. But there aren't, I mean, there's a chance Donovan Mitchell is the only like top 50 player in that series. Paolo's knocking on the door there. Franz isn't far off. Jaren Allen, I guess, isn't that far off either. But, oh, Darius Garland's in there. Darius Garland, though, he has not had a very good year. But moving on from that, it's just that Donovan Mitchell's going to, he's just going to outdo you. He's just going to beat the Magic. It's just kind of as simple as that. These teams are, neither of them are particularly great. And the Magic this year, I kind of saw them, not the same as the Timberwolves, but I was like, these teams are both very good defensive teams, right? Some of the top defenses in the league. But the Magic, you know, not the same caliber of roster. They're much younger. This is not their window yet, but it's really tough offensively for them. Because Paolo, his greatest strength is being able to overpower players, create a lot of contact, get to the free throw line a lot. But there are times where it's like, pal, you don't just have to run into people. Like there are other ways to do this. So it's just not the Magic's time yet. They're still probably a couple years away from peaking, but Cavs probably take this pretty easy. Could be a sweep. Another series that has gotten interesting because of the Giannis injury is the Bucks Pacers. That's tied 1-1. I watched game two last night, and it didn't feel like the Bucks had a ton. And yeah, Dame was just getting kind of double teamed from the get at the start of every possession. If you're wondering why he has such a crazy on-ball gravity stat in our database, that's why. But once the ball's forced out of his hands, definitely looks like Brook Lopez is kind of at the end of the line there. He's you know, in his mid to late 30s, has had a back surgery. Chris Middleton clearly isn't the guy he used to be a few years ago. He's had some injuries. And like Pat Connaughton's bringing the ball up, where there's just not a lot of offensive oomph on this roster. Obviously, missing Giannis is a huge part of things. He's one of the best top five players in the league, probably like top three players in the league. So, you know, it's a very different team when you're missing your top guy and when your top guy is a perennial MVP candidate. But Dame has looked very, very good in this series. But the rest of the Bucks have been flat. Doc Rivers does not seem to be helping in the way that, for some reason, the Milwaukee front office thought he might. You know, the Pacers, they got nothing to lose. They're scrapping. Siakam has had some big games, put up some big numbers. I don't know. We'll see. The team with nothing to lose could sometimes be dangerous, especially when they're really offensively slanted. So Pacers, Bucks, that one's tied at 1-1. And then lastly, the Knicks 76ers. Knicks lead the series 2-0. Game 2 was insane. There was so much going. There's so much going on at the end of the game. I could spend the entire episode just recapping and breaking that down. There was the late inbounds by the 76ers trying to get the ball to Maxey, and it was a very weird, strange play. You know, results in a turnover that swings the game. And then after, the officials are like, oh yeah, we didn't call like four fouls in the last 30 seconds that would have benefited the Sixers. And Embiid's been playing hurt. That's been tough to watch. He's really laboring out there. You're kind of just worried that he doesn't hurt something more seriously. But after the game in the locker room, he really was very, very down, which was just sort of unfortunate to see. It's not really fair as much as Embiid, I've criticized him, and you know, our analytics haven't loved him as much maybe as the traditional media has. It still is unfortunate because I think it's been the last 3 years he's been injured in the playoffs, so we haven't really got to see prime Embiid in the playoffs, and that's just continuing. So it's unfortunate because even if they did somehow beat the Knicks, they're going to run out of gas here at some point because, you know, Maxey's been really good, was the most improved player, but without a healthy Embiid, a title just isn't really realistic. So unfortunate for the Sixers. Really just bad timing on that Embiid injury. But that is kind of just the quick and dirty through the first half of the first round. We'll be kind of catching you up later on in the week. And yeah, through the playoffs, we're going to be doing just a little bit more kind of like going over the series, kind of what's happening, because I mean, it's playoff basketball. That's what we've been waiting for. This is the reason we record all the stats. This is the reason we do all the analyzing. This is what we've been waiting for all year. So NBA playoffs have been pretty fun through the first two games in each series. Most of the series have been fun to watch. Like even the Lakers, who are down 2-0, that series has been pretty interesting. But I would say moving forward, the series to watch are the Clippers and Mavericks. I think that's going to be the best series here when we look back on it. Also, I think the Bucks and the Pacers could get really, really interesting. So if you want to talk to me about the playoffs on Twitter, @TaylorMetrics, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Basketball Index Podcast.